I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Coming up, a look at the latest developments in the Middle East and how it's all affecting believers. Later, we'll discuss spiritual warfare and why it matters. First, Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh was assassinated on Wednesday in the capital of Iran. A new report from the New York Times says a bomb was smuggled months in advance into the guest house where Haniyeh was often known to stay. Iran has vowed revenge on Israel for the attack, although Israel has not officially taken credit. This latest development increases fears that surrounding countries will be dragged into the growing conflict. Joe Willey with Sat7 USA explains.
In the Middle East and North Africa, there are countries the size of our states. And they are bordering each other. So perhaps listeners could imagine if on the East Coast, where states tend to be smaller, it would be like saying, why can't Delaware and Pennsylvania just have a conflict without spilling into other states that surround it? So there is the idea of just the proximity, just the size.
Many Iranians are dissatisfied with the direction of the country and by extension, Islam. What they need is the gospel. Sat7 satellite television programming in Iran
uses biblical reasoning, biblical principles, and scripture to provide answers to what we will call these existential questions.
Pray for Iranians to seek Jesus.
I also pray that Christians that are struggling, Christians that are isolated, I pray for strength because I know God has not forgotten them, although it may seem dark. I know that there are other Christians. And that is what I would encourage to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Ultimately, Sat7 says, it's not just about now, it's about eternity.
Meanwhile, Burkina Faso is already in a dire humanitarian situation, but a recent surge of attacks by non-state armed groups is threatening to make things worse. The UNHCR reports more refugees are spilling over the border from Burkina Faso into Niger as they escape the rising violence. Christian World Outreach runs a mobile medical clinic to remote villages in Burkina Faso, but CWO's Greg Yoder says now,
we've even had to suspend our medical team from going out because it's too dangerous. But I have heard that the military has started to take some mobile clinics to some of the areas that are being attacked through these extremists.
The violence has also impacted CWO's educational programs, particularly the Village of Opportunity, a gospel-centered boarding school for young women.
Right now, the young ladies are back in their villages. So this fall, if things don't calm down, we could see a reduced number being able to get to the school.
Despite the challenges, CWO is committed to the Great Commission.
People are going to be searching for answers in ways that only God can answer.
Pray with them for God's peace in Burkina Faso and for CWO.
We just ask people to pray for our staff, that they have wisdom when they can go out, when they should go out, and for their safety as they do.
And finally, you may have heard the term spiritual warfare before, but do you know how it works? Dave McIntyre with Set Free Global, a division of Set Free, says,
we are very ignorant about how spiritual warfare is conducted in a biblical way.
McIntyre says believers and church leaders' understanding of spiritual warfare typically falls into two camps.
The one side has a very unbiblical worldview that believes that Satan is a spiritual concept of moral evil. People are very entrenched in a very secular, non-biblical worldview that believes that the spiritual realm is some far off place, is kind of ethereal and unreal. And then there's the other side, which goes hog wild into all kinds of unbiblical teaching regarding spiritual warfare.
For example, in many African nations,
they've been steeped in witchcraft for generations. It is their worldview, and they are deathly afraid of the enemy, and they don't know how to fight. And the pastors are the first ones to call for help.
Unfortunately, the pastors don't always know how to fight either. That's where Set Free Global steps in to help. McIntyre is developing a virtual training program that will later lead to in-person workshops.
That is what I'm all about this year, is trying to get everything that we do and teach in electronic format that I can send them anywhere in the world. Pray that the enemy will not be able to interfere with this training process.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.